Welcome to DigiTimes, home to the speakings of Sasquatches and the Native Americans and ghostly paranormal activity of the 21st century. I'm your host, Fatima. It's time to rock and roll. Let's get this party started. Giants in stasis. Believe it or not, the rest is historical. So giants in stasis, what is that all about? They say it's an awakened stasis of giants secretly located and are imprisoned by the global elite. This not surprise. Welcome to 2022. Giants that have been in hibernation and stasis chambers for thousands of years are awakening and are being sought out by elite military forces, according to several independent sources. After being located, awakened giants are allegedly being captured and held hostage by powerful global elite groups that do not want the rest of humanity to learn the truth. Secret space program whistleblower Corey Good was among the first to publicly disclose the existence of stasis chambers. They were holding perfectly preserved giants for thousands of years. In an August 4, 2015 interview on the popular show Cosmic Disclosure, Good discussed how he had accessed information on smart glass pads during his covert service about these sleeping giants and the technology of the stasis chambers they were preserving them. Good had went on to say, "When I was in the program, the secret space program, when I would have time to sit and look at the smart glass pad, there were lots of information that I looked at, and one of them was that there were beings that they found underneath the surface of Earth, underneath, usually underneath mountains, burial mountains, Indian burial mounds, that were not dead but weren't quite alive. They called them stasis beings, and it turned out that they used technology that had been there long prior from this group they called the Ancient Builder Race. So it didn't put the beings in stasis that a lot of us would think of as in being frozen, but it changed the way that we experience time. They would probably go to sleep for maybe 20 minutes and 30,000 years or so would pass by." Good described the size of the beings found in the stasis chamber when they first discovered in the 19th century all over the planet. And to look down and they saw these very tall beings or very large giant humans with reddish beards. These tall red-headed red beard groups were in Europe and South and North America. And apparently at one time before the last ice age, apparently, or allegedly, they had a very large area that they ruled. Good gave examples of stasis chambers that had been found around the world. Some were still operating with different modern human groups that had learned to use the technology, while others had been damaged in the being. And the beings in stasis had died as a result. According to Good, once located, the stasis giants were kept hidden, and any that awakened would join the others and not be allowed to interact with the general public. Reminds me of the movie Hellboy. According to Stephen Quayle, who has written several books about giants, elite U.S. military forces have been stationed around the world, including trouble spots such as Afghanistan to locate the giants. Quayle cites elite military personnel who have spoken about the battles with the giants. During one of Quayle's radio interviews on Coast to Coast AM, which I'm sure people heard on Reddit and all over the place, one of his military informants called in and told the audience about an incident in Afghanistan involving a deadly encounter between a 12-foot giant U.S. Special Forces. The informant claimed the giant had killed 9 members of the elite team sent to capture and took a second team to arrive and finally kill the giant. Quayle used biblical sources to support his analysis of the giant, what they meant for humanity in the current era. Basically, he viewed them as the biblical Nephilim, who are the offspring of the demonic entities that are hostile to the humanity. The Nephilim giants, according to Quayle, were predicted to reemerge during the end of times and be restored to the power by the corrupt global elite. In his book Long Walkers, Return of the Nephilim, Quayle provides a fiction based on fact version of what the elite have planned. Before history, giants and fallen angels ruled the earth as gods, until mankind revolted in a colossal battle, banishing the bloodthirsty creatures. But now Joshua Kincaid has made an alarming discovery. Some of the giants are still alive, kept in secret underground caverns and suspended animation, waiting to be revived. Worse, a secret society operating outside the laws and intent on bringing the monsters back to life and restoring the creatures as rulers of mankind. Interestingly, Quayle sources have confirmed that giants have been preserved in stasis chambers for extended periods and are now awakening. This is consistent with what Good discovered on the smart glass pads. However, Quail's view that the giants are bloodthirsty Nephilim ready to work with the global elite to restore demonic control over the planet does not correspond with what Good read on the smart glass pads. According to Good, the motivation of the giants were far more complex than what Quail was suggesting. Giants belonged to highly evolved civilizations in human history who had preserved themselves in stasis chambers to sleep through the dark ages of humanity. Their awakening was a sign that we are on the verge of a global shift, and many of the giants want to play a constructive role in this transition rather than simply reassert control over the surface humanity. Another independent source has come forward to discuss the motivation of stasis giants and how they are being found and treated by covert special forces personnel. Cobra, a pseudonym, claims to be both an extraterrestrial contactee and operative for a global resistance movement that dates back to 1975, when it was first established in the underground tunnels in New York City. While there is controversy over Cobra's identity and activities, he has released much information that is very accurate in terms of my own and this guy's own independent research into secret space programs and visitation by extraterrestrial life. His information, therefore, deserves careful consideration. I will consequently leave an examination of the controversy surrounding Cobra and what this means given the accuracy of his claims for a later article. It is said in March 21st interview, Cobra spoke about stasis giants and provided an additional source of information about their activities. In the interview, he responded to a series of questions concerning stasis giants. Richard, thank you. There are many reports of dormant giants being discovered in awakening caverns around the world. Are these claims accurate? Cobra, yes. Some of those claims are accurate. Those giants are put into stasis in special chambers which are triggered by a certain vibrational frequency. I would say certain intensity form of subatomic particles and energies from the galactic center, which is the Earth. Those chambers get triggered and those beings then are then awakened from hibernation. And many such cases have been taking place lately around the world. Militaries of most countries, or shall we say the major countries, have been suppressing that from the mass population. And whenever that happens, the military went there and just suppressed the fuck out of the whole thing. And yes, it happened quite much lately. Richard, that's amazing. Are they a positive nature, these giants? Cobra? Most of them, yes, but some of them, no. Cobra's information about the motivation of the giants is very significant, since clearly such beings are physically very powerful and also hold much information about past civilizations. Cobra's information is consistent with what Good discovered on the smart glass pads. In contrast with Quail's analysis, Quail, though, still raises important points as the following portion of Cobra's interview suggests. Richard, why are they waking up now? Because of the galactical central sun's activity? Cobra, because they went into those chambers. They didn't want to wait for a change. They have put themselves into hibernation to spare, so not to wait too long on this planet. And now when the change is happening, they have interest to take part in this change, but they were not expecting that the surface population will be taken hostage to such a great degree, and now they are taken hostage by the Chimeria group. The Chimeria group, according to Cobra, compromises global elites that are demonic in nature. This is consistent with much witness testimony that many groups of the global elite practice various forms of demon worship. It is therefore very plausible that some of the giants must have been co-opted by the global elite in a plan to exert greater global control. In contrast, Quail believes that the global elite see the giants as their demonic gods and are therefore helping restore the rule. Quail's analysis is therefore only partially correct. Giants are not per se associated with demonic forces, but are being sought by elite groups that are indeed associated with such forces since the giants, and at least those positively inclined, can play a constructive role with the global awakening of humanity. This is what Good has claimed he learned from the smart glass pads, and also what Cobra was told by his sources in his recent interview. Richard, what was their actual function? What is these beings? What is the function to wake up in this time period to do within this time of the planetary liberation process? Cobra, they want to participate in the shift. They have various agendas. Some of them are quite positive and some of them not so positive. But they were not expecting that the amount of control and suppression on this planet would go that far. All of them were captured and now actually hostages in the various military bases around the world. If accurate, then Cobra's information helps corroborate the earlier claims of Good regarding the awakening of stasis giants. and the potential impact of the rest of humanity in a positive manner during evolutionary change. In this regard, Good said, this huge vibratory change in our solar system, this change supposedly we're changing from, graduating from one density to another, we're in transition. So if this is true and these beings are awakening and they set themselves to wake up during this time period, I could only speculate if they wanted to be a part of that. In contrast, Quayle's analysis overlooks the possibility that giants are being held captivity by demonic groups, but are not themselves demonic, or at least not the majority of them, according to Good and Cobra's information. For those giants that are inclined to work with the global elite, then Quayle's analysis raises a chicken and egg problem over demonic influences when it comes to the global elite and some of the awakened stasis giants. The problem with Quayle's analysis is that he makes the major assumption that all stasis giants are demonic in nature basically solely on his interpretation of the biblical texts. Consequently, he appeared to tactically support the current secret policy of locating, imprisoning, or eliminating stasis giants wherever they are found around the world, using elite military forces. Not only is Quayle's analysis deficient in this regard, but he may in fact be unwittingly helping the very demonic elite groups that want to hide the majority of these giants from public view, while possibly using others in a covert plan for exerting great influence over global affairs. In conclusion, there is a broad agreement between Good, Quayle, and Cobra that awakened giants are being actively sought after by elite global groups and special military forces all over the world. When captured, they are taken to secret detention facilities. Clearly, the existence of giants who have hibernated for thousands of years in stasis chambers is a matter of great public interest. Indubitably it is. As their motivations for choosing to awaken from a long period of hibernation in the modern era, the information awakened stasis giants have about ancient human civilizations, advanced technologies, and extraterrestrial life deserve to be publicly released as soon as possible, ASAP, and not withheld to further the interests of the global elite who may be seeking ways to manipulate these giant captives against the purpose to take away our free will as humans of our societies. With that being said, this is Digitized Illinois. I'm your host, Fatima. I'm out of here. Peace.